Exercise 5, page 58. Speaker 1.
When I was 15 years old, I saw one of my schoolmates stealing some chocolate bars from our local newsagents. It was during our school lunch break when it was common for students to cross the main road and buy snacks from the newsagent or the cafe next door. I didn't know what to do at the time. I was scared to say anything, but the next day, I went back to the newsagent and I told him what I had seen. He didn't report it to the police, but the boy was banned from ever entering the store again.
Speaker 2. My family and I were staying at a relative's house last weekend. We go there quite often. When we got back home this time, however, we saw that there were things missing from the house. My dad found that the living room window had been forced open. Both of our TVs were taken, a laptop and my games console too. My mum was so upset when she discovered that her favourite jewellery was also stolen. We reported it to the police, but they didn't seem confident of our things turning up. Apparently, most break-ins like this are never solved.
Speaker 3.
Just a few weeks ago, I had to pick my children up from school. I usually leave my office at about 2:30, which gives me plenty of time to get to the school. But on this day, I was running a little late. I also had to pick up a prescription from the pharmacy for my youngest son. I was in such a rush, I just parked outside the pharmacy door and ran in to pick up the medicine. When I came out, a traffic warden was there writing me a parking ticket. I explained why I was in a hurry and that I didn't realise I had parked illegally. He must have felt sorry for me because he smiled, crumpled the ticket up and wished me a good day.
Speaker 4.
I used to drive my daughter everywhere. I'd take her to school in the mornings and I'd give her lifts when she went to the cinema with friends. These days, she has to take the bus because my driving licence has been suspended for a year. I was never a bad driver, but I always drove a little fast. I'd been caught going over the limit quite a few times before, so I'd already been fined and lost points on my licence. The last time it happened, I was taken to court. The judge said that the only way I'd learn is if I received a strict punishment. I think I've learned my lesson.
Speaker 5.
I witnessed a serious crime a few years ago. It was a really scary experience. I saw someone being mugged in the park. The attacker saw me calling the police and ran off. He had hit his victim over the head, but thankfully the man was okay in the end. When the police arrived, they asked me to go to the station to give a statement. I described what the attacker looked like, and a week or two later they arrested and charged the man responsible. I was so scared because I had to go to court and testify against him. It turns out he had been in prison before, so he was sent straight back when the jury found him guilty.